33 Days to Eucharistic Glory by Matthew Kelly. Week 4, Day 23. The Last Supper. Live justly, love tenderly, and walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8. Have you ever tried to get an obstinate child to take medication that you know will significantly help them? Did you know 42% of people who recover from a heart attack don't take their medication? More than 70% don't comply with doctor instructions generally after recovering from a life-threatening heart attack. Fallen human nature is real and everywhere. So it's no wonder that we refuse to receive the spiritual medication God prescribes. Our resistance to the Eucharist is staggering. The definition of obstinate is stubbornly refusing, and sadly, tragically, this perfectly describes many people's relationships with the Eucharist. If you ask people to name the most significant moments in history, most people won't even get close. The Last Supper is one that will be missing from most lists, and yet, if you remove it from human history, everything changes. The institution of the Eucharist changed everything, and the Eucharist continues to change everything, if we will but cooperate and collaborate with God. This was St. John Vianney's observation. There is nothing so great as the Eucharist. If God had something more precious, he would have given it to us. If you knew you had only one night left to live, what would you do tonight? You'd spend every moment possible with the people you love. You'd get your affairs in order spiritually. And you'd do whatever you could to ensure your nearest and dearest knew beyond a shadow of a doubt how much you love them. The reality of death has this kind of effect. It clarifies, it makes our true priorities startlingly clear. When it comes to Jesus, we have the unique case of the most significant person to ever live, the source of salvation for all the world, who knew exactly when and how he was going to die. We would be foolish not to look to the final days he spent on earth for clarity about what Jesus values above all else. What did Jesus do on his final night on earth? The Gospels are aligned. Jesus gathered together his closest friends for the Last Supper and instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist. In the words of St. Luke, "And when the hour came, he sat at table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, 'I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.' And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And likewise the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.'" Jesus knows he is going to die the very next day. In just a few short hours, Judas will betray him. He knows that. His friends will scatter and abandon him. He knows that. He will be brutally tortured and crucified. He knows that. He will die a gruesome death. He knows that. When you know you are dying, it's not the moment to be cryptic or mystical or indirect. You wouldn't leave the doctor's office after a terminal diagnosis and draw up your last will and testament with a bunch of metaphors and symbols, and then say to your family, "I hope you figure out what I mean." No, you would be specific and clear. Jesus was clear. "This is my body, eat it. And this is my blood, drink it. Do this in remembrance of me." It's not a symbol or a metaphor. It's a clear and direct command. Jesus impresses upon his disciples that this is a sacred meal of his body and blood, and that they should continue this practice after he is gone. The next time you are at Mass, simply allow yourself to be in the presence of God. Quiet your mind. Imagine yourself close to Jesus at the Last Supper. You are there during Jesus' final hours on earth. When the priest raises up the host and says, "This is my body, take and eat," let it sink in that Jesus is giving you the gift of his entire self. Will you give your entire self to him? Trust, surrender, believe, receive. The lesson. The institution of the Eucharist changed everything, and the Eucharist continues to change everything if we will but cooperate and collaborate with God. Resisting God is the antithesis of wisdom. In what ways are you resisting the good things God wants to share with you? Identify your spiritual needs and humbly ask God to satisfy them each time you receive the Eucharist. The virtue of the day is gratitude. The virtue of gratitude is simply about recognizing the good that is already yours. Practicing gratitude sensitizes us to all the blessings God has bestowed on us. It is easy to overlook all the good in our lives and focus on what is frustrating or lacking. Thank every person who does even the slightest thing to assist you, and let your heart and mind be ever full of grateful prayers to God. Jesus, I believe that you are truly present in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Every day I long for more of you. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot receive you sacramentally at this moment, I invite you to come and dwell in my heart. May this spiritual communion increase my desire for the Eucharist. You are the healer of my soul. Take the blindness from my eyes, the deafness from my ears, the darkness from my mind, and the hardness from my heart. Fill me with the grace, wisdom, and courage to do your will in all things. My Lord and my God, draw me close to you, nearer than ever before. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.